This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, we got a bearish WASDE report on Friday.
We did have some slight rebound here. It was just such a knee-jerk bearish reaction. You had a slight recovery of futures there into the close on Friday. We did probe down to some areas where maybe we're finding a light technical support at least here. And we think still on the fundamental end, you know, it can be a silver lining if you feel like that report's going to be about as bearish as it can get for a while. And I say that knowing that, okay, we won't have the big risk point that we had on Friday in terms of the U.S. yield estimates being subject to change anytime soon again. That, of course, was the bearish shock. If we rewind to Friday, that the USDA analysts upped corn yield to a record 177.3 for the national average, bean yield also coming up by more than anticipated, tied for what would be the fourth best ever national average for the bean yield. So you shift on the focus towards other items like South America, for one. Those estimates we know can certainly be revised again and likely lowered from here going forward. And the rest of the balance sheet, too, if we go back to the U.S. end of it, we could see better demand, especially at these lower levels. It's something we're going to wonder about in terms of export sales maybe picking back up here as some of the big importers step in and can find some value. We did have a corn sale to Mexico announced this morning. We're still waiting for some better numbers on the bean demand, but kind of left in the wake of a bearish report, now wanting to see if we do shift attention towards something maybe more friendly here, which would be, you know, certainly weather in South America and maybe linked to that better export demand from here.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 1¾ at 445¼. March soybeans up 5¼ at 1229½. On the Merck, February live cattle up 75 cents at 172.12. March feeder cattle up 60 cents at 228.30. February lean hogs down 82 cents at 71.07. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.